I got in his account at all. So
I'm
calling the
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was just wondering why was any money taken out from this this gadget thing or whatever it is.
I would need to get information pulled up in order to better assist.
Okay.
If I can start by getting your zip code and your name, please.
80521 zip code, and my name is Mary Lou Luna.
Okay, just one moment, please. All right, ma'am. For security purposes, please verify your address, please.
333 North Mildrum, trailer number 3, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80521.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Excuse me. And if you could also please verify your email for me.
It's lmarialuisa@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. And if you could also please verify your phone number.
970-402-2537.
Okay, and I thank you for that, Ms. Luna. Just one moment, please. All right, I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your full name, as you provided, Mary Lou Luna.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows your address of shipping and billing with your email and your phone number, which is the number that you've dialed it on.
Mm-hmm.
It does show that there were a couple of products here. Excuse me. I think that's better. It shows that there, it shows the Vibe Watch, which is a smartwatch. It also shows the Vibe Pods as the two products. The charge of concern or charges of concern are called end of trial charges.
I didn't do none of them orders.
Have you checked with anyone in your household? Because there's shipping confirmations from the U.S. Postal Service that they were delivered to the address.
They're delivered to here. I didn't get anything like that, like iPod or... When was it supposed to be having delivered here already?
Okay, let me get the tracking numbers. There was, well, it's only one tracking number, but it was for both products. It shows a fulfillment confirmation was sent to your email on the 15th of February at 7:47 p.m. is what the system note says. It's a result of paying $7.92 as a shipping and handling charge.
I never received anything like that.
Okay, the post office.
I didn't receive it.
Okay, just for the record, the post office is stating that they were delivered on the 17th of February at 10:53 p.m. They're in your city, state, and zip code.
Okay.
But the payment...
The payment came out of my account?
Yes, ma'am. I'm assuming that you were transferred over regarding the charges, but it started with the $7.92 shipping and handling. That started a trial offer for 14 days. And if
uh-huh.
you don't call to opt out or to cancel, then you're billed for those products. And those are the two
uh-huh.
products the Postal Service is saying they delivered to the address.
Oh, they said it delivered here. I never got those. Is the people's been getting into our mailboxes? Is one of them and you just shut open and close?
Okay.
Yeah, they were open.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like the tracking number that you can track it yourself through USPS.com, and you can also make an inquiry to your local post office.
Okay.
And see if it's something that they can locate. But this was 2 months ago. Well, almost 2 months ago. It was last
month. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And you can also put in a claim for it.
Okay. I will take the tracking number. Can you send it on email?
I can't manually send it, but I can verbally provide the tracking number. It is a long number.
Okay, let me just get a pen here and make sure I write it down for sure.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute. Okay.
Okay, that tracking number is 940.
940.
011.
011.
120.
120. So there's 3 ones there?
Right.
Okay.
And after the zero, it's 255.
255.
519.
519.
809.
809.
83.
83.
87.
87.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. No, see, that's a lot of numbers. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. That's a USPS tracking number. You can do two different ways. You can track it through USPS.com by taking it to the website, and it'll actually give you the full tracking history all the way from when the order was initially went out and the label was created all the way to delivery, what they have to your city, state, and zip code. For privacy purposes, they don't provide your street address on the website, but if you take it to your post office with your identification, they can confirm delivery and also look into it for you.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.